Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Mike. And today it's day three of Jane Austen's Emma, one of the classic novels of English literature. They often say Jane Austen was sort of the first modern novel writer because in her stories, people change through the stories. And apparently before that, that was kind of uncommon, right? People might die in the story, but they don't kind of go through the story, have problems, and come out kind of a different person as they were at the beginning of the story, and Jane Austen is often credited with being one of the first sort of modern writers of the novels, the stories we think of today. And certainly Emma has gone through some changes in our story so far, hasn't she?
That's right. At the beginning of the story, she had attempted to be a matchmaker. She thought she was really good at it. Then one sort of matchmaking experiment did not work out. She swore off it. She said she was never going to do it again. But then in yesterday's article, we saw that she was thinking about getting back into it again. She was going to try setting people up again, setting up different friends with each other. And, well, this ended in embarrassment for her. It didn't work out once again.
Yeah.
So let's find out exactly how this is all going to work out with all of her different friends and acquaintances.
True, there's a lot of people to get married and matched up here, aren't there?
Yeah, some people like other people don't like the people they're supposed to like, and people are feeling pressure all around. But let's find out how this is all going to work out. Let's read through our final installment of Emma, and then Mike and I will return.
Reading
Emma. While Emma denies her friend's comment, she begins to wonder if she feels something for Mr. Knightley. In the meantime, Mr. Knightley makes for London to visit his brother. To make matters worse, Frank makes an announcement. He and Jane are engaged. Frank reveals they met a year ago on a vacation and became secretly engaged then. Emma is confounded by this turn of events and fears that Harriet will be heartbroken. Yet, Harriet is not devastated by Frank's announcement. In fact, she tells Emma that she has feelings for Mr. Knightley. Once again, Emma is stunned and becomes frustrated. In that moment, she realizes she has feelings for Mr. Knightley as well. Upon returning from London, Mr. Knightley comforts Emma since he believes she loved Frank. As they talk, Emma sees that Mr. Knightley loves her. He proposes, and she accepts without hesitation. Only one match remains to be made, so Mr. Knightley encourages Mr. Martin to propose to Harriet. He does, and she gladly accepts his marriage proposal. Emma and Mr. Knightley wed and move in with her father to live happily ever after.
Today's article starts off by saying, while Emma denies her friend's comment, she begins to wonder if she feels something for Mr. Knightley. So Emma denies her friend's comment. A comment is like a remark. It's just something that you say, and she denies it. She says it's not true, but she begins to wonder if she feels something for Mr. Knightley. So she denies feeling something for Mr. Knightley. She says, no, like, he's an old friend.
Yeah.
He's just a friend.
Just
that's all.
Friend. Yeah.
Nothing more. People often say this when they're starting to feel something for somebody. They deny it at first. They fight it. but she's wondering in her mind if she does feel something for Mr. Knightley.
That's right, and she has some time to think about it, because it says, in the meantime, Mr. Knightley makes for London to visit his brother. In the meantime is a great phrase to use when telling a story. It's kind of showing that two things are happening at the same time. Emma's back home, you know, thinking about Mr. Knightley, but at the same time as she's doing that, in the meantime, Mr. Knightley, of course, is doing his own things. In this case, he's going to London to visit his brother. Here we have this phrase, to make for. Yeah, to make for is to, like, begin a journey, right? To leave for, to head towards, to go to London to visit his brother, I guess, who lives there. Make for is our shortcut for you, so let's take a short break and find out more about this little phrase.
Shortcut for you.
Whoa, it's almost August. Do you have any plans for your final days of summer vacation?
Of course. My family will make for Istanbul, Turkey.
You are going to make a turkey in August? You have an odd family.
No. Make for somewhere or something means to head towards somewhere or something.
Oh, how silly of me. Make for somewhere something means 前往. So your family will make for Turkey, the country.
Yes, we'll make for Istanbul. I have always wanted to see the mosques there, so this trip should be a good one.
If you make for a market, could you pick me up a nazar?
Oh, you want the famous Turkish lucky charm. Sure, I'll get one for you if I make for a marketplace.
That was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase, make for a certain place. Just means to go somewhere. So Mr. Knightley has gone to London to visit his brother, so Emma has some time to think things over to see how she really feels. Now, to make matters worse, Frank makes an announcement. He and Jane are engaged.
Okay, hang on. Frank was the new guy. He was kind of shallow.
Yeah,
right?
He was supposed to be not a very nice guy.
Okay.
Just interested in looks and money and nothing more.
And Emma didn't love him, so that's not a big problem for her. And Jane was the other girl who was also new to their town, who Jane didn't really get along with.
Emma, yeah. Emma did not get along with Jane.
Emma didn't get... I'm getting confused.
Jane Fairfax. She was beautiful, she was musically talented,
They
didn't get along, and Emma was a little bit jealous of all that. So Frank, the new guy, Jane, the new girl, there's an announcement. Announcement just means to make something publicly known. Mm-hmm. You say it so everybody can hear it, or you write it out and you put it somewhere public where everyone can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Frank makes this announcement. He and Jane are engaged. If you and someone are engaged, it means you are planning to get married. You're going to be husband and wife. So Frank and Jane are going to get married. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
I would think for Emma, at least, it doesn't really change very much, because she didn't like Frank and Jane wasn't her best friend or anything, so it should be okay with Emma, I would guess. Frank reveals that that is Frank and Jane, they met a year ago on a vacation. So they were on holiday and just happened to meet somewhere else, and they became secretly engaged then. So, they kind of started dating away from the town, away from their friends. No one really knew about it. It all happened in another place in secret. Well, Emma, though, she is a little bit upset by this. She says she's confounded by this turn of events. Okay, if you're confounded by something, you're puzzled, you're confused, you're upset by something, you arrange to meet your friends for a movie, and you get there at 8 o'clock and no one's there, and then you call them and no one answers the phone. It's like they've disappeared and you're waiting there all alone by yourself. You're upset and you're confused. You don't know what's happened. You're confounded by what's going on, or by this turn of events, by these situations. And she also fears, fears for her friend Harriet. Harriet was her friend who Emma was hoping might marry Frank, but it seems that Frank is going to marry another woman. So Emma, of course, being a nice friend, she fears that Harriet, her friend, will be heartbroken. Her heart will be broken when she finds that Frank has married another.
That seems like it might be awful for Harriet, but mm-hmm. Harriet is not devastated by Frank's announcement. So it turns out Emma was worrying for nothing. She is not devastated. If you are devastated, it means you experience a great, terrible sadness because something awful has happened. But Harriet is not devastated by Frank's announcement. In fact, she tells Emma that she has feelings for Mr. Knightley.
Oh,
good. More confusion, more awkwardness. We didn't have enough of that before.
And this might make Emma upset, because she kind of likes Mr. Knightley, too.
Yeah,
right?
This is not what Emma was looking for. She was already trying to figure things out between her and Mr. Knightley, trying to figure out if she actually likes him or if they could have a relationship together. But now we have Harriet thrown into the mix.
Right.
She has feelings for Mr. Knightley as well.
And, of course, once again, Emma is stunned. If you're stunned, it's like you're shocked or surprised, generally in a bad way. I mean, I guess you can be stunned for something good, but we often use it for sort of shocking bad news, something you didn't want to hear. And she becomes frustrated, right? When you're frustrated, it's a terrible feeling to have. It's when you're trying to do something and you just keep failing. You know that part in the video game where you got to beat the boss, you got to beat the really strong guy, and he keeps killing you, and you play it again and again, and you keep dying, and finally you're like, oh, I hate this stupid game, and you throw it across the room.
That was every video game for me.
Every video game for you. Many for me as well. Well, that feeling of trying to do something and failing again and again and again and getting angry at yourself and the machine or whatever the problem is, that's frustrated, okay? That's the feeling of being frustrated. Everything Emma's trying to do just doesn't work out the way she wants it to. In that moment, though, when she hears her friend Harriet say that, I think I love Mr. Knightley, Emma thinks and she realizes that she, that Emma, has feelings for Mr. Knightley as well. So when she thinks about her friend marrying this guy, she suddenly realizes, that will make me sad because maybe I want to marry that guy too. Ooh.
So how is this going to all work out? We have two women who like the same man, but how does he...
Wait, this is back in the old days. Maybe they can have a sword fight.
A duel. They can work it
out. The winner will marry Mr. Knightley.
Well, let's see if they end up having a duel here. Now, upon returning from London, Mr. Knightley comforts Emma since he believes she loved Frank. So he is unaware of Emma's feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks that Emma loves Frank. So he's just comforting her as a friend, as he has always been to her. Remember, he is just an old friend, just somebody that she would talk to, share things with, but only as a friend.
A friend, not a boyfriend.
Yeah, not in any romantic sort of way. So he's just comforting her as a friend. As they talk, Emma sees that Mr. Knightley loves her.
Because he really shows that he cares for her a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. They're talking, but she sees him and she thinks, well, he does love me. And in fact, he proposes and she accepts without hesitation.
Oh my gosh, they're going to get married.
Again, we see this word propose. It means to ask someone to marry you. And in those days, it was always the man asking the woman, never the woman asking the man. It's just how things were done back then, very different from today. And she accepts without hesitation. Hesitation just means you wait, you have to think about something, or you just don't do something right away. Without hesitation, of course, means she says yes as soon as she asks, as soon as he asks. So it's like, will you marry me? Yes. Right there, right away, she knows exactly how she feels, and she wants to get married.
She doesn't need any time to think about it at all. Okay, well, so she's going to marry Mr. Knightley. Of course, don't forget that Jane is going to marry Frank, right? So there's two pairs. Only one match remains to be made. Remember Harriet. Harriet still hasn't found her true love. So Mr. Knightley encourages Mr. Martin. He was the farmer from the beginning of the story, right? Yeah, he's the poor farmer who actually kind of likes Harriet and always has. Mr. Knightley goes to Mr. Martin and says, I know maybe you're just a farmer, but you really love Harriet. You should go out and ask her to marry you because you'll probably be surprised what she says. Well, Mr. Martin takes his advice. He does. He asks Harriet to marry him, and she gladly accepts his marriage proposal. A proposal is basically a plan that you put out and you want other people to accept it, to say yes or okay or we agree. All right, a marriage proposal could be also a business proposal or anything, you know, even just a, hey guys, let's go and have pizza this Saturday. That's my proposal. And if Joe says,
Yes. Pizza is awesome.
He's accepted my proposal. It's a plan I put out there, and he says, okay. So he says, will you marry me? And she says, yes. Oh, it's finally a happy ending. Emma and Mr. Knightley wed and move in with her father to live happily ever after. Okay, great. I guess all the other people also wed. To wed, it's the verb form of to get married, right? To have a wedding. You know that word, W-E-D-D-I-N-G? That's the ceremony when you get married. Well, what you're doing there is you are wedding the person at a wedding. But to wed, yes, is to marry someone. And, of course, they move in with her father in the nice big house out in the country in Highbury and live happily ever after and I'm sure have many young children and all sorts of good stuff.
So everything seems to have worked out. I guess the only thing we don't know is how things are going to work out between Jane and the shallow Frank.
That's true.
Maybe that one didn't go so well, but for Harriet and Mr. Martin, and of course for Emma and Mr. Knightley, things have all worked out for the best. We have our happy ending, and we see the common ending here, live happily ever after. We often see that in fairy tales.
That's right.
People
classic
go off,
stories.
Get married, and live happily ever after. So,
yay.
If you like a happy ending, well, this is a great story for you. That brings us to the conclusion of Emma. We hope you've enjoyed learning all about this classic Jane Austen story. As for us, now it's time to go to For You Chat.
For You Chat.
In today's story and over the past 3 days, we have seen a lot of secrets. People not saying how they feel or just keeping things from others. Emma did it a lot. Harriet did it a lot. So they just didn't come out and say things directly. They were keeping secrets. So that's the theme of our For You Chat question. Is it a good idea or not to keep secrets, and why?
My gosh. Well, that's a difficult question. You know, it kind of depends on the secret. I mean, some secrets are really going to hurt people if you tell other people, you know, what's going on. If you tell other people the truth, some secrets can hurt people, can ruin friendships, can cause great trouble in others' lives. But then again, it's not necessarily good to keep a secret because maybe it's important that your friend knows this. Maybe they're living their life in a way that's sort of mistaken. They think things are a certain way, but you know that they're not, and your friend might embarrass themselves or get into more trouble because they don't know the truth. I guess it depends on the secret, who would be hurt if they know the secret, or who would be hurt if you keep the secret safe with yourself.
It's also really, really difficult to keep secrets. Of course, as soon as somebody says to you, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anyone.
The first thing you want to do is go out and tell somebody. And most people, they think, oh, well, if I tell one person,
it'll be fine.
It's fine.
That's
okay. Nothing bad will happen if I tell my boyfriend or my girlfriend or my best friend because they will keep it secret. And then they go and tell one person because they think in the same way. Everybody thinks the same.
Yeah.
And before you know it, everybody knows.
That's right. And then, of course, there are other people who just can't keep a secret at all.
Yeah, they tell everybody.
They love knowing this stuff. They tell everyone, they write it on their Facebook or something like that. It seems that also today with social media, it's harder to keep secrets, right? Because there are ways for people to share information so quickly. Even the U.S. government can't keep secrets, right?
Yeah, nobody can keep secrets these days. It's all over the media. It's all over Facebook, Twitter, what have you, all these social media sites.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's not a question of whether it's a good idea, it's whether you can actually do it.
Yeah.
Can you keep the secret? Can you keep this information to yourself forever, for your whole life? That's really hard to do. But what about you guys? What do you guys think? Is it easy to keep secrets, and is it a good idea or not to keep secrets? Should you tell somebody if you have information that you think can help them live a better life or something like that? You guys can talk about this amongst yourselves. As for us, we are right out of time for English for You, but please do join us on our next program. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Mike.
Goodbye.
Emma. While Emma denies her friend's comment, she begins to wonder if she feels something for Mr. Knightley. In the meantime, Mr. Knightley makes for London to visit his brother. To make matters worse, Frank makes an announcement. He and Jane are engaged. Frank reveals they met a year ago on a vacation and became secretly engaged then. Emma is confounded by this turn of events and fears that Harriet will be heartbroken. Yet, Harriet is not devastated by Frank's announcement. In fact, she tells Emma that she has feelings for Mr. Knightley. Once again, Emma is stunned and becomes frustrated. In that moment, she realizes she has feelings for Mr. Knightley as well. Upon returning from London, Mr. Knightley comforts Emma since he believes she loved Frank. As they talk, Emma sees that Mr. Knightley loves her. He proposes, and she accepts without hesitation. Only one match remains to be made, so Mr. Knightley encourages Mr. Martin to propose to Harriet. He does, and she gladly accepts his marriage proposal. Emma and Mr. Knightley wed and move in with her father to live happily ever after.
Vocabulary review.
Announcement. The teacher made an announcement to tell us there are no classes tomorrow. Engaged. Amy and Tom are engaged and will get married later this year. Frustrated. I felt frustrated because I played the game, but I kept losing. Hesitation. Sarah felt hesitation to let her friend pay for her dinner. Proposal. The man planned to make a proposal to his girlfriend on their vacation. Wed. The couple wed at a beautiful beach on a warm summer day.